Right now, you could be listening to Joe Rogan interviewing Kanye West, and yet you have chosen to listen to God Is Dead.
Wow, thank you.
Hell yeah, my name's Campbell Walker.
Bryce Mills.
And if you've never listened to the show before, the premise is pretty simple.
Everything we have ever talked about is because we think that it proves God is dead. Each week we bring you things from usually the world of the internet that we think is further evidence that there's just a godless hellhole. We're all on it. Look, when we talk it out, when we flesh it out, sometimes we get proven wrong, but essentially, that's the thesis. Everything we talk about is on Instagram, God Is Dead, not click. But if you'd like to get visual, and I highly recommend doing that for this episode, because it's something that you, if you want to get the POV of getting fucked in the shower, then strap yourself in. We're going to do that, and I really recommend that's a visual thing.
Hell yeah. So that, once again, was Instagram, was our Instagram account, God Is Dead, not clickbait. All right, should we dive right in?
Let's do it.
God Is Dead, case one. Is that a bell sound, Bryce?
I don't know what it is. It's just the sound you'll fucking get in your head. All day after seeing this shit. Fuck me, cunt. All right. Look, there's this dude on TikTok, okay?
This friggin' guy.
His name is Garrett Nolan.
Not a real name.
I know, right?
Send him back.
Yeah. And
who needs him?
He deleted this TikTok. I wish he didn't delete it, because it's so funny. It's him in the... he's wearing like scrubs, and he does this thing where he pulls his shirt down, and it edits so that it's off, like from ripping it off.
Right,
and then
on,
he's in the shower, and it's this thing I talked about where you're getting a POV of this guy basically putting his fingers up your asshole or your vagina or whatever, and, you know, just fucking, you know, going to town on you in the shower.
This is on
TikTok where parents are like, I don't want my daughter to hear WAP. Wait, what the? Or my son to know what a WAP is. And it's like, man, I promise you, your kid has seen worse shit.
And it's also
just from being on the For You page.
It's crazy, like, even, and I'm going to sound mad boomer spec, but this is because I was born in the 1800s. But, you know, as you scroll through, it's so insane to get such a window into so many people's lives.
Right.
And for there to be no consistent through line.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's like, people within 50 kilometers of you, but then there'll be something like that that just pops up and you're like, okay, hello.
Yeah. So this song, right? I just went to, literally all you have to do is just go to, you have to just go to TikToks that have this song in it. And here's a guy that's pretty much done a pretty similar one. If we're doing YouTube, we might have to get rid of the audio. So pod listeners, you're in for an exclusive treat here.
Hell yeah.
But
all
just
right.
Press play on that.
Oh, gee whiz. Okay, it's a boy. He doesn't look a day over friggin' 18, 19.
This is why it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is why it's uncomfortable. And he is wearing like a tight sort of... singlet, I believe is the correct term now. And
the knickerbockers.
Yeah, no. Wife beater. Like, and then he's got the shorts, like grey shorts on, and he's kind of holding his phone at the camera. Cool. All right, let's watch.
In the mirror.
Oh, Jesus. Rips off the shirt. Nobody. No. All right, so
we basically got a montage of this kid ripping his shirt off and being shirtless in the shower.
And the camera's like rotating around. So he's like rips the shirt off at the mirror and then rotates the camera and his head, and he's doing, yeah, you know, it's that sexy boy thing.
All
where he's
the
like,
e-boy faces.
All the e-boy faces. His like perfect maroon hair is just kind of getting wetter with each rotation.
Yeah.
Until it's like, what is this?
It's like having a shower together.
Yeah, I suppose.
Again, this person, I'm going to say... anywhere from fucking, you know, 16 to 23.
All right, we're seeing it again. Another dude rip off his shirt to reveal his rig of a body.
And just like,
these dudes, I guess they've got something to show off.
Rub his hand over it.
Yeah, and then rub his hand over it. But it's weird. I mean, where's the line? Here's me being a boomer again. Where's the line between this and porn, bruv?
Again, I feel like the situation is like you're on the bus and it's like, you know, okay, look, if I was here, this is how I've kind of like rationalized it. If I was talking to you right now and I'm like, bro, this would be fucking so lame of me to do. Bro, I had sex last night.
Bro, that's sick. Fuck yeah.
Dude, yeah, I had sex.
Dude, pound it, bro.
Oh my God, right? So
no, that's cool. That's cool.
Oh,
man.
I see. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like,
oh,
yeah.
No. Pound the pillow.
So you can tell that like already, this is like a weird thing to say, but imagine, right, the difference between, yeah, man, I had sex last night. And you're like, okay, cool. I don't really have to imagine much. You know, I just know on face value that you had sex.
But there is always a dude
you don't think
who's like, What positions?
What position? Like, yeah.
Yeah, come on,
you,
man.
Did you see like boobs or like? Oh, yeah, I mean, like,
yeah, bro. Yeah. Can you do a replica of your orgasm face right now for me? I just like it. It'll really help me visualize this story,
that's
my friend.
The thing. Imagine if I fucking did, because I feel like these TikToks. The difference between going, I had sex last night, versus going, yeah, man. So I started off in doggy style, and I was going, oh, like that, and you're like, you'd be like. Okay, I didn't really need to visualize that, right? It's very uncomfortable.
Or like hear the sounds as well. Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, you'd be like, all right, that's fucking intense.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what
and I'll be like, cool, dude.
Oh, do it harder. Like,
I love sex.
Did you sing? Like,
did you, everybody sings in sex, don't they?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you do like that yodeling thing.
And then you peed in the vagina?
Right.
The end,
yeah.
So like, how fun's that part?
Dude, that's the sickest part.
When you finish.
Yeah, dude, I totally know what that is. Yeah.
I know what a vagina is for
yeah,
sure.
Bro, yeah, nah,
I've heard of that. Isn't it from
cool.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah,
Goku and vagina?
Yeah,
isn't that
yeah,
how it works?
It.
You know, yeah.
All right. Tough. So you're saying that the dudes who describe sex excruciatingly position by position are the same guys who would make TikToks like this?
They're now filming themselves. They've now got that enough confidence to do it for the world.
Right. Oh, right. So it's like a dude who nuts once and now he's the sexpert.
Yeah, but these guys someone told me I'm hot and now I'm like,
wrong. And now I'm wrong. Look at me. But it's weird because I saw this tweet that was once like, if you complain about children being thirst traps online, you're the problem because, what was the logic? The logic was that kids are always going to be exploring their sexuality. They just happen to have it, you know, in like a, I guess, a technological
a
kind of way.
Scale.
Yeah. And if you're the person who's getting up at that, then maybe you shouldn't. And I would more be criticizing the people who are like using this,
normalize it.
Yeah, I guess more people who are saving 16-year-olds for the wank bank. I mean, that's where it gets really freaking disgusting.
Well, there was someone that actually there was a TikTok with that song, which is really interesting. It's from an account called Help Locker, and you just know it's going to relate to kids when it opens with "Dear Miners." You know this is down for the kids.
Hit me.
Call me and my miners are going to the skate park.
Me and my miners. Oh, that's so good.
But it has the song, right?
Dear miners.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Dear miners, please stop doing this trend.
It's like panning between parts of a locker and these are on like post-it notes.
Some of these videos are being uploaded to porn websites. Once they are shared online, they are hard to erase.
So yeah, I guess they've taken advantage of the song and tried to have a helpful message.
Yeah, that's a cool move.
But off the back of that, I wanted to show you the guy that originally showed me this song and this trend. And his name's Garrett. And I just want to show you his
range. I'm just going to say, normalize sex tapes from everybody. I think that should be a prerequisite to leaving your house.
Oh,
you need a sex tape about you spiraling around the internet. We all just got to get humble, you know?
Yeah.
Show the world how you're not.
Yeah, 20 likes and we'll release ours.
Yeah, we'll release ours. I've got his dead sex tape.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah, us and the body pillows.
I want to show you his range, right? Just check this out.
Yeah, all right.
This is the guy who introduced me to this.
This is Garrett Nolan.
Yeah.
Once again, get a new name, Garrett. All right, so, okay, he's... Oh! Man, some dudes look like freaking cartoons, don't they?
You really need the visuals for this. Highly
okay,
recommend
so
Instagram.
Yeah, it's like, I guess, generic close-up of like a bathroom drawer and then goes up to him. He's in that pose that dudes do when they really desperately need a six-pack that can only be formed by leaning slightly back and having a down light.
Yeah.
I know this because I've tried it. Anyway, he's like, he's also like doing this thing with his jaw to make it look like the letter L.
Yeah.
Basically a right angle. And then his, he's wearing like bike shorts. He has, and I'm diving deep into hypocrisy zone, but like just the worst tattoos.
Oh, they're pretty bad though.
He's got like this gray wash bunch of feathers on his forearm and then really trashy,
like tribal
non-Polynesian looking tribal.
Stuff,
yeah. It's he's walked into a shop and said, bro, make me look hardcore. All right. So we're seeing him looking at the mirror at his topless self.
Yeah.
Oh, then he spins it to do him in a shower. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's quite intense.
All right. So, yeah, he spins it and then he kind of holds the camera a little bit lower and we're seeing like all the ridges of, I guess, his pecs and abs as he's getting like wetter and wetter and wetter. Then we see him in a towel.
Yeah, honestly.
So, what's that like, POV shower?
Yeah, I guess. But like, it's so funny because this isn't overtly inappropriate, but you'd see why a parent would have a weird problem with the... Here he is in scrubs. I don't know if he... He also does TikToks where he's shooting a gun in army clothes. So I don't know what his actual job is.
Cosplayer.
Yeah. But here's him in scrubs with his ring light. And then he rips his shirt off. And then on the back wall, we see all of his whips and chains.
His
and
BDSM stuff.
BDSM stuff.
Yeah, that was a cringe.
Here's him showing you what it's like to get your pussy slurped by him.
All right, so he takes his mask off and starts... What, is that like a yogurt?
Yeah, he's squeezing a yogurt to be in like a pussy shape. And then
And then he
puts his fingers in his
finger
mouth.
In his two mouth, fingers, two in, fingers his mouth. In his mouth. And of smiles. Course. And smiles. The smile's the weird part, isn't it?
It's not natural.
Yeah, something about that, man. Smile with your whole face, not just your teeth, you know?
And then we hear he's in his pajamas this time. Uh-oh.
And it's very...
Transition!
Gee whiz.
And of course,
he's
in his whip room again with his six pack and bad tattoos.
Completely. And the way he's sitting is very much that way where he's like, his knees are on either side of the camera frame. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's basically all crotch and just a little bit of like abs and pecs and stuff. And then, yeah, the whips and chains in the background. It's like, man, is your whole identity based around nutting?
I wonder, because here's some POV. If you want him to slurp your shit, this is what it's going to sound or look like.
Oh my god.
It's hard to handle.
Oh my god. All right, that was wild. Okay, so imagine, I guess this dude gets on top of you to fuck you.
Yeah.
That's basically what we saw, like the POV of the chick. But like the problem is he would have to just put his phone down there and like seduce his phone.
Yeah, that's
how many takes did he do?
I wonder.
Oh, me too.
I'll show you two more ones really quickly.
Please.
This is your POV of your first kiss with Garrett.
Hell yes, finally.
And it is literally a POV.
Oh my god. Oh no. He just starts making out and then he does that weird lip biting thing.
And then the smile.
And then the smile. He's like, haha, I love that. And it was like, oh man, it was quite fast as well, which only went with that musical drop. You know, he's like, boom.
Yeah, he really dived
smashing
in.
Chins.
There's a lot of TikTok where the beat
kiss.
Drops and then you either choke them really quickly or you go in to kiss them really quickly.
Mm.
I hope this is like interesting to listen to because it's certainly fucked to watch.
Yeah, everything that we're putting out is at God is Dead, not Clickbait the Instagram.
Do that and just keep. I just want to show you one more
follow
thing
along,
from Garrett.
Follow along.
This is him showing you though normalizing being silly. So like just because you're a sex god and just because you have whips and chains and
doesn't mean that you can't be silly.
You're twisting around your nutsack. Like you can actually just be silly. And this is his idea of being silly.
I think this is why I love the silly face emoji so much. It encapsulates that. Like don't worry guys, I have fun.
I am fun.
I'm
normalizing stuff.
Oh no. Okay, so alright, Garrett.
He's
Nolan.
Got like this tarp on the ground and it's got water all over it and it's raining.
Alright, cool bro. All right, now he takes his shirt off, so he's just wearing his skins, and he jumps onto his tarp in the rain.
Just lays there.
And just kind of lays there, rolling around.
And smiling.
And smiling
in
the rain.
In the rain.
I'm so goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be hating if I hadn't seen every other video. You know, there's nothing wrong. We need to normalize rolling around on tarps in the rain, Bryce.
We need to normalize clearly orchestrated situations.
Good God, let's judge it.
Final judgment.
If you have never listened to the show before, this is the part of the podcast where we ask, does the content that we have examined prove whether or not God is dead? Bryce, the case of young people on TikTok and the hypersexual nature of these videos, is God dead here?
Well, I think when you describe it like that, it's not dead. I mean, just like, I don't think we're going to go in on
kids exploring their own sexuality.
Kids exploring sexuality, whatever.
Nah, you do you.
We're not trying to see kids. Like, you know, I'm not like, yes, we need to see more of it because I love it. Like, that's not the reason at all. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to sound like that.
Gotta love what we got to articulate.
But, you know, I think...
Guys, I'm not a pedophile. Guys, I swear. Anyway, as you were.
So, you know, I just... Look, fuck the kids for a sec. Not... like that.
That's what they want you to do.
But let's talk about Garrett.
All right, Garrett Nolan.
This is a 22-year-old
man.
Yeah,
Garrett's clearly in his 20s.
Look, there's nothing wrong with it.
With being a thirst trap?
No.
Nah, man, if you got it, flaunt it.
If you got it, flaunt it. I'm curious if this would be having the same effect that they say porn has, where obviously, you know, if you're a listener who's been, fuck it, like, fingered by a dude and he's hit you with the jackhammer two fingers thinking this will get her, this is what works, he's probably just watched too much porn, right?
Bro, Christ giving out fingering advice on God is dead. No. But I understand the point that you're making intellectually. Yeah, that that a young man might watch Garrett and be like, all right, so Garrett is clearly sexy because, I don't know, maybe
he's got 3 million likes. He's on got this 3 million video. Likes.
Exactly,
oh,
exactly. All right, so chicks be vibing on Garrett. All right, so what I need to do is look at a girl like this, not realizing that Garrett looks like a mad clown.
Yeah.
And then next minute, he's got to learn for himself.
Yeah.
Like us boomers did.
Yeah, and not that I'm like, oh my God, think of the kids. But, you know, that is one interesting side effect of TikTok, which is a lot of kids on there. They're getting, you know, their role models are these dudes who, and I just wonder what Garrett's kind of, what's Garrett's game here? Like, how do you, what's the career trajectory from getting big off thirst trap videos?
OnlyFans.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you reckon people are invested enough, though, in POV shower scenes, which show you nothing?
Yeah.
They'd go and want to see the full shit from him?
Yeah, a friend of mine, she's in like the top 2-3% of OnlyFans earners, mm. and she puts out these videos which are objectively thirst traps, not porn in the technical sense that there's nudity or, you right. know, jackhammering.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but then she links to her OnlyFans, and that's where she's got her, I mean, that's basically her income.
Yeah, I
that
see.
Plus other stuff.
I'm like, maybe if he wants to be a model of some kind or something, this could be a platform. There's something about these TikToks, though, that this guy freaks me out. I'm not saying that his format, like even when he does dancing videos, fully clothed, and he's kind of doing this very, very strange smile, it freaks me out.
What freaks me out is actually this thing that I've seen before on the internet, and I want to pull this up because it's worth examining in this case. It's a screenshot from 4chan, and it says, there's a picture of a girl, and she looks pretty normal. She's just sitting there. And it says, today there was a cute cashier. When she gave me my change, she touched my hand and smiled at me warmly and said, have a nice day. She didn't have to say that or touch me. I don't think she liked me or anything. I'm a shitty person, but it made me feel really good for the rest of the day. I have never had a cute girl touch me before in my life. Pic related from her Facebook. So this guy,
shit.
Yes, you see exactly what's happened.
Shit.
So the pic that he's posted there. So where I think God is dead is the poor safety of the children. So if we take these 16-year-old people.
Well, minors. Hey, minors, listen up to this conclusion.
Yeah, straight up. Like, hey, hey, minors, it's Uncle Cam telling you to think twice about putting your body online. Good God, I sound like that. But That's basically what I'm saying here, is it's like there are people out there who will see a cashier at the shops and find their Facebook, and then who knows what that person is doing, and who knows what the fate of the cashier is when a creepy person has all your details. I would say the same thing, only it's way easier when all this stuff is just link clicks.
Totally, man. There's something really like, it's been a problem forever with the internet where you just don't know the scale of what you're doing. And now when there's challenges like the, that thing, where the challenge is to make it as sexy as possible.
Man.
You're really stepping into the, you know, the danger zone a little bit.
I'm just going to say it. If I was a pedophile, I would start a TikTok challenge to get as much consensual softcore child pornography as I could. And for that reason, I'm just going to put a pin in this and say God is dead.
God is dead. Look, I don't think we have to overthink Garrett. I think it's just, it's creepy.
Yep.
I don't know why. It just irks me. It's his mannerisms.
So cooked.
Analytical response here.
Yeah.
And then the challenge in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really stepping into some nasty territory, possibly. Yeah. And
I will just say, just to validate all my comments, I was groomed and preyed upon sexually as a child. So I do know where this stuff ends up, and I would hate to see it happen to anybody. Anyway, because of that, I'm just going to say God's dead.
Mm. God is dead, case two.
Bella Porch.
All right, so this is one of the top people in the world when it comes to being online at the moment. If you know this video, Cam, you would know this video.
I do know this video, I think.
Even the audio, you'd know it. Right? Cool. It's really funny if you know what that song actually is. Have you heard of BG Media?
No.
Bro, all right, that's another time.
But I'm excited that dubstep's coming back.
Yeah,
come back for a little round.
I wouldn't get too excited about BG Media. I'll have to tell you about it. But that's the video where you might have seen this girl. It's sort of this face zoom sort of thing on TikTok where it follows the direction of your face and like blah, blah, blah. So this girl has... It's varied info about her. She's either 19 or 23. It depends where you check. But she's been going up millions, like a million plus view, followers every day.
Wow.
Right? She's at, you know, something like her YouTube. Her Instagram went from like 7K to like 7 million in, you know, a few months.
And, gee whiz.
You know, her... there's times where she'd be going up 500,000 followers. There's like 14 million in 1 month. She went up. She's at the moment, many million followers. And that is the most liked TikTok video of all time. That face thing.
Wow.
And I think this one isn't even like coming at it as like, oh my God, that's so simple and what the hell. Like, it's just all of her videos are pretty standard, as in... Not a high concept. It's, you know, face stuff. Like, I'll show you a few here, right? Here's another face zoom one. And just kind of miming along with the song. And barely changing her facial expression.
Yeah, if this was like your cousin on TikTok, you wouldn't think twice.
No, yeah, totally. So it's just her...
looks super hella ordinary.
Pulling a couple faces. And this girl has gone monumentally viral. The most liked TikTok video ever. She served in the military, we know that. And now she's, you know, she's just started making a couple of videos. She has said she's got PTSD and stuff like that. But it's interesting, something I saw, she was like, should I start gaming? And she does that two index fingers together kind of...
The poise fingers.
Poise kind of fingers. And she's holding a controller and doing those fingers and looking scared and being like, should I start streaming? I just get PTSD and I might have a breakdown during the stream. I really want to stream though. But she's doing the oh please type fingers. So
makes it hard to take serious, yeah.
Clearly like she's chosen the brand of like being cute, you know, just like cute brand. But I just want to bring this to you because I want to know why this has grown so rapidly. Is it as simple as if you're attractive on TikTok? Like, this is an attractive girl. Being attractive on TikTok is that's the key to success. And it doesn't really matter what you do. You can just...
Not even on TikTok. That's the world.
In the world.
Take the black pill. Rise up, incels.
What's that mean?
No, sorry. It's an incel term. I'm not an incel.
Oh, God.
So I just like to just say stuff and just see what happens. No. But I mean, that is an incel philosophy that pretty people win, right?
Right.
I mean, I would argue that. There is a friend of mine. He is TikTok famous, which is... Oh, God. I hate that sentence. Anyway, he knows a lot about Bella Porch. We could call him right now and get his insight.
Oh, it could be cool. Because I noticed he's the fan. When I saw who follows her, he is a fan.
He did a video that was sort of dedicated to her, I believe, as
right.
well.
Right. So she has genuine real fans. So, and again, check the Instagram. You'll see what it looks like. But this is certainly not like groundbreaking stuff.
So this is my buddy Mitchie. Most notable thing. He used to be in High Five, children's performer.
Yeah.
Freaking interesting dude. Probably the most interesting guy I know.
Yeah.
Brett.
Mitchie, baby. You're on the pod.
Yo.
Yeah! Oh, fuck. Nice! How you doing?
Good, dude. We just started getting into a discussion about Bella Porch, and I don't know much about Bella Porch, but I know that you do.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Bella Porch. I've been through many spaces knowing her. I'm a really big fan.
How did she get famous?
So, she did this video. She did a series of videos using the face zoom effect where... she'd be like all kind of cutesy, almost like Disney princess looking with like this thing like zoomed on her face. She'd use her eyes like, you know, look side to side, almost like a PG-rated Belle Delphine.
I found the same facial expressions. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And what happened was people really hated on her for doing it and kind of going a little bit viral. And she... did like a reaction video to that, like where she was like really upset and I don't think she took the hate very well. And then that like idea or conversation of this person getting hated on for nothing went freaking crazy viral. And within a week or two, she had like you know, 3 to 10 million followers of people supporting her and hating on her. And since then, she's now got like 40 million followers. So it's a bit weird.
Why are you a fan?
I liked the anti-bullying at first thing, because I had been experiencing some bullying on TikTok myself, and I kind of vibed and appreciated that. And then I liked just the idea of that somebody could just go that viral that quickly. And I have started to like her less, because it seems like there's not as much substance behind her that I personally might want, but I'm also a sucker for a preface.
Final judgment.
Well, Bella Porch, I just wanted to bring it to you, and I don't want to jump onto like a "this isn't even real content," because I think it's such a dead meme that TikTok is it's got a big spectrum of stuff.
Right?
There's strange, there's funny, there's whatever. So
I don't know if it's TikTok as much as children.
Right. No, you totally. And YouTube's had that thing as well.
Yeah, and I love like young energy, I guess, like, because it's just so unhinged.
Yeah. So, you know, with Bella Porch, it's this rapid growth. 1 million in a day, right? Imagine that. And so when you look at all of that, does it scream that we're living in a world with God, that we're living without God? Mitch has kind of at least confirmed theories that maybe being good looking is a huge factor with anything
so
you do.
Where do you go? I mean, like, firstly, we've got to acknowledge that every generation has people who are famous for fame's sake. You know, I mean, I guess Paris Hilton is from a noble family. You know, the Kardashians. There are people who end up famous just for the sake of being famous. And obviously that's been amplified with social media.
Yeah.
The second thing that I think we have to look at is probably, yeah, that kind of incel philosophy. And it is true. We can agree. Life's just going to be easier if you're better looking.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's why... Look, we're not hot, but we have met people who...
Don't lump me in with you, hottie, Bryce.
I really disagree with that. But we've met people that have been born hot, and you can tell it's meant that there's less hoops to jump through.
I love that that sounds like, but you might not have.
Wait, what? Did I say I've met people that are hot?
No. I'm friggin' ribbing. I'm ribbing.
But you know what I mean? Like, people that are hot, it's like, fuck, you didn't have to, like... You didn't have to be funny at any point in your life, or you didn't have to like make people like you.
Yeah, you're just going to go and be the weatherman on Channel 7. Yeah, so there's that type of person. Okay, so those are the two, and I think most people have kind of agreed on what it is. So the first one, pretty harmless. It's just fame is a beast. Second one is, good looking. But I think the third one, and this is the one that really wigs me out, is Bella Porch's life from here, because this is her moment in the sun. And like Mitch was saying, he's like, oh yeah, I'm not sure if she's got the substance to back that up. Mm. I mean, I don't know whether she is. I'm not going to make an opinion one way or the other. Some people happen to, you know, you got the Will Smiths of this world who won a Grammy when he was like 18 or 19 and is still loved and famous and has remained relevant and hasn't let it dwindle and has just had an incredible career and clearly found himself along the way. But then you've got these other people who ride the roller coaster, get hot, and then in 6 months' time...
I could see her being a successful streamer if she wanted to go into gaming, but like, I totally agree. There must be this holy shit moment when you grow that fast and you go, oh, fuck, what's my next thing? What's my next cool like hit? How do I go viral again? What do I do? Like, I need to be ahead of the curve. What's happening? And what a fucking prison where like you can't just naturally do you. Like, when you're a singer, no one can take your voice away.
Right.
But when you're like someone like that, anyone can jump on a trend and it's not hard to go viral. It's hard to be a good singer. You're at least halfway there with good at singing, because then you've just got to go, all right, well, what's the hit to make the song work? And there is so much strategy, I agree. But like, I think anyone can sort of go viral if you want.
I'll conclude with this story. But basically, when me and Felicity were living in Minneapolis, a couple of months earlier, we were in Asia and we met this dude who was the singer of that band Walk the Moon. You know, shut up and dance with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the frigging catchiest earworm of that year. And we ended up just hanging out with him and doing all that sort of stuff in Asia. And then when we were in Minneapolis, he's like, oh, I'm coming through. We're like, frick yeah, let's link up. So we go to his show and all this sort of stuff. And afterwards, we're hanging back at my friend Alex's house and we're all just like, you know, however people are after a party. And, you know, we're chatting to him and it's like, man, it's pretty crazy. You got this, like, this song that's just like everywhere at the moment. How are you feeling? He's like, man, you know, I just got to follow it up. I got to follow it up. Just make sure I don't become a one hit wonder.
Yep.
And I remember at the time being like, oh, bro, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You wrote this song.
Guess what?
Nah, that's all we know.
That's all we know. So yeah, man, it's a bit of a prison. And I think God is dead that unfortunately is a model that people get stuck in.
Yeah.
It's not a fulfilling model.
No.
And you're not in it for the love.
It's the child star model.
Yeah. So I don't know though, but I don't think that, by the same token, I think you could say God is alive because it's like anyone can have a shot at this stuff.
That is true. Maybe we should be a little bit more positive.
I just think like, I don't think God is dead because, oh, what, this is basic content. It's whatever. It's satisfying to watch. It really is. There's something about it that just kind of makes you feel calm.
So he's neither alive nor dead, just pending the grave.
Let's see. Can God do the M to the B challenge?
Wop, 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 wop. Snowboarding remix, parkour style. Dubstep's back, baby. That's right. Strap your GoPros on. It's time to get crazy.
I got to tell you about BG Media very soon. If you know that song, my God. But look, God is bullying. The bullying of it. I'm saying God is dead. Let people live.
Damn, we've been going on TikTok lately.
Big time. Look, not as like a new thing. It's just funny to kind of really sit there and go,
Well, we've been going and we've been going dummy for our friggin' reviews.
You, right? Like, it's just so easy to go, oh, yeah, cool, that was funny. But what about why did that even happen? The Bella Porch thing, you know what? I never batted an eyelid. I was like, oh, this is fine. And then it wasn't until one day I just stopped and kind of went, hold on a minute. What is actually going on with this?
It reminded me of the cranberry juice dude who you had a rip on. And then, and he just like shot up to 2 milli. All right. So we've got some amazing reviews. We asked people to pretend that we had died. So here we've got Bryce died on a train. Yo, honestly, I thought Bryce's attempts at simple analogies to compare memes to modern societal trends were subpar. Sorry, Bryce, you got dragged. But his 8-year-old voice hits like Ignition Remix on a late drive through the bush. It shouldn't, but it does. That was this voice, if anyone's wondering. Wish he worked that into the pod earlier so we could nut more. RIP, though. Sad face, prayer hands. Sad for Cam, like if you agree. Now, there's one that calls me subpar. RIP Cam, 1903 to 2020. I was so freaking devoed when I tuned in this week to learn that Cam finally lost his battle with cancer. RIP, bro. You were so brave, cracking hair loss jokes to the very end. Now that he's gone, though, I feel like I have to say that his contributions to the pod were often subpar. Bryce, if you're reading this, we both know that co-host spot is wide open, so slide into my DMs and let's get that collab cooking, baby. And then one final one, forever in our hearts. Just call the last ep ever to say there's a tear in my eye. To say there's a tear in my eye is a huge under-exaggeration. RIP God, RIP E669, RIP Struthless. That was from Cum Guzzler XOXOXO.
Yes.
Hell yeah, guzzle that cum.
Look, let's go with this week. If you haven't ever left a review, what do we want to clickbait our random, you know, curious viewers? Who do we want to clickbait? When some brand is like, we should check out this podcast. What do we want to ruin it with?
I'm thinking like the wrong generation.
Oh.
So can you be like, you say Joe Rogan, I say God is dead.
Yeah.
If you only listen to pods from 1982.
Yeah, you say the Beatles, I say God is dead.
Yeah.
When I played God is dead on my record player, all the Chads. Said,
yeah, all the
what
Chads.
What the hell is that? And I said, you don't know swag.
I listen to Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah, let's go with a the wrong generation type review. Best one this week
wins a kiss on the lips.
Oh.
From Bryce.
What the hell? I don't know about that.
Y'all got roped in. Wins a signed copy of a Tesla.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yep, you win a Tesla.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Is it illegal to claim? Who knows?
Yeah.
That's all right. Everything is on Cam's Instagram, YouTube, Struthless.
then
69.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's it. And Bryce is Bryce V. Mills.
You know.
That's right. God is dead. God is dead. Clickbait. Love you.
Love you.
Oath.